We'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program. The Way of Life is designed to draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and His desires for His children.
Hello again to everyone. Thank you for welcoming me into your space today. My name is Charmaine, and the program is entitled The Way of Life. I'm going to talk about our road to destiny. I believe every one of us is going somewhere. Some are going around in circles, some are on the road of self-destruction, and some are on the road of divine destiny. Divine destiny is what God has desired for every human being to be on. The road of destiny begins by receiving Jesus Christ into one's life. Remaining on this road demands complete obedience to the voice of the Lord. And the goal of destiny brings death to all selfish desires. It is not a road that we designed for ourselves. If it was, we wouldn't have to obey God in order to get to the end of the journey. Courage and strength are needed along with complete submersion in the principles of the Word of God, followed by a life of prayer. By doing this, no one or nothing will be able to take us off this road or stop us from fulfilling the purposes of God. It is important to note that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, is here to give continual guidance and help us at all times, as our courage and strength will often be challenged. We will face things destined to turn us away from the principles of the Lord. Things that will be intimidating, threatening in its appearance to make us fearful. But God said He is with us. He will not leave us or forsake us as long as we remain in Him. Do not be discouraged or be dismayed. Yes, these principles are important to our success and will keep us in integrity. Spending time with God must be a daily lifestyle. Keeping our eyes on Him and understanding that this is the reason why we were created. We are here to walk upon this road of destiny, which leads to the fulfillment of the purpose of God for our life. We must never allow anything or anyone to distract us. Successful ending of our journey must be fueled by these resounding declarations. Not what I want, Lord. Not how I would like it to be. But what you have determined to be done, let it be done in my life. Let Jesus' example be your pattern to the very end in all things. You will be disappointed by people. You will be rejected. You will be falsely accused. Men may speak evil of you, but you will not experience these things from God. Man did not call you on this road. It is the Lord Jesus Christ who called you. So as it is written, walk worthy of the vocation, which is your talent or ability to which you have been called. My prayer for us today is that we will be encouraged through the strength of the Holy Spirit to finish the journey and bring to completion God's purpose for our life. Because we are a part of the global plan of God, it is crucial that we fulfill our part. You see, it is linked to a bigger picture, and God is counting on us to accomplish what He has set before us. Amen. Thank you for listening again. Have a great day.
Hear the voice of the Lord, all you people of earth. Ready to obey what He says. With one voice let us say, we will do things your way. Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.